you, aside from hooking me up with Kimberly, just changed the whole life of sex stories as an editor, because what a genius. What have you been up to since, was it February 2019? It was right after your birthday, so I think we recorded in February, maybe your old episode came out in March. What has happened since then?
I mean, a pandemic happened, and among everything. But for, like, me personally, I think, like, one of the biggest changes since that episode was that about a year ago, I actually started testosterone. So if, you know, you go back and listen to the first one, my voice sounds way different. My voice has gotten a lot deeper. And also testosterone does other fun, sexy changes. Testosterone makes your clitoris grow.
So cool.
I now have a quite sizable dick. And that has changed, like, how I have sex a little bit, and, like, how I've interacted with during sex. So, like, the way that it grows is similar to, like, how a dick grows with, like, foreskin. So, like, it can be, like, pumped and, like, sucked, like you would suck a dick. I very recently, like, in the past 3 months, had sort of, like, a whirlwind love affair with a coworker of mine. And we literally went on a date like 2 weeks ago and then spent every single night together until I left with each other, just like having sex until, you know, 4 in the morning. But
call that? Just like whirlwind romance, or is that just like a sex marathon of weeks, or sex, what would a super marathon be? That's so hot, dude.
It's been really lovely. I'll go with whirlwind romance because we also like fell deeply in love and are still like, you know. They were talking about how when they were, like, getting me a blowjob, later on in the day, they're like, my throat is sore. And I think it's just because you have really big, like, spiritual dick energy that it feels like I'm starting, like, a much larger penis.
Amazing.
So, you know, even my biological parts are bigger than they seem.
Does it feel, what's the, like, sensation like for you? Has it changed at all?
It has. I've seen this with other people who are also on testosterone. Like, the sensation gets more broad. Like, it's less, like, fine movement that, like, does it for me, and more, like, broader strokes. Not, like, desensitized, but, like, I can put my Hitachi on a lot higher setting now and, like, really, like, ride that wave. I got this little thing. Like, it's, like, a mini stroker designed for people with, like, bottom growth. And so it's, like, a little, like, 2 inches maybe, and it's, like, a tube. And then you can use that to sort of, like, simulate, like, jacking off, which is, like, a fun thing to play with.
Wait, how does it work? It's a stroker, so does it move inside? Like, I have no idea what you're, like, what to imagine.
So basically picture, like, a 2-inch, like, rubber sleeve with, like, ribbing on the inside. No, like, movement or, like, electronics. It's just, like, a piece of silicone. And you just put a little lube in there and, like, section it. And then it, like, allows you to, you know, stroke down more easily.
Yummy.
Also, like, in the past couple of years, have gotten really, really good at using a strap-on on other people. Like, I self-proclaim myself as the strap king.
I went to the stock room, tried on some strap-ons, like the leather strap kind, and I had a person help me out, but I was like, I don't feel like this fits right. I don't know. It didn't feel like it was in the right place or the right angle.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Or do you just have to, like, one? What's the deal?
It's funny that you say that, because I actually got mine from the stock room.
I mean, they're great for affordable kinky
stuff. They're great. And also, it's leather, and I love leather. But they have different, like, you probably just need to go to a different place or get a different style, because what would probably be the issue is that where the O-ring sits is not comfortable for you, or, like, how you fuck or use your body. Like, the one that I have is actually a very, very low-rise one. So, like, the O-ring sits, like, just about right above, like, my pubis. But they make, like, higher-rise ones where they sit, like, more above, like, your uterus area, even. Or, like, just, like, different, like, parts of your body.
Wait, are you talking about, like, the cock would sit there, or the, like, straps go there?
I said the cock would sit there.
Interesting. Oh, I think I'm trying to get it lower down. My dream is to have a double in the dildo and strap on. Is that ever
Yeah, they also make ones that are, like, underwear. It's, like, your boxers, and then, like, you have a little dick sticking out. So it's probably you just needed, like, a different style, or, like, one with more, like, strap support on the back. Like, there are some custom leather ones that I think are really beautiful. Have, like, just, like, a ton of, like, strappage around, like, the hips and the ass, so it's, like, super supported. Looks amazing.
So do you have, like, one main one that you'll use, and do you have different dicks? Or do you, like, how does it work?
I only have one dildo at the moment, just because that's what I had. It's, like, I think it's, like, yeah. 7 inches. It's the bisexual flag, which is kind of funny. For some people, it can be a little bit big, like, a little bit too long. So I need to get, like, a slightly smaller one to, like, work people up to it.
That's perfect poking for me.
The really magical thing about it is that, like, when I'm wearing the strap, it feels like that dildo is my, like, biological dick. So, like, getting a hand job, getting a blow job, fucking somebody with it feels like I can actually feel those movements and those sensations.
That's, like, amazing.
When I was in quarantine with my former triad, we were having threesomes every single night, and one of my partners gave me a blow job on the strap and didn't touch any part of my body, like, actual, like, biological body. And it was, like, one of the best orgasms of my life. Like, it was, like, so intense and, like, magical. Like, they were just, like, looking at me, like, do I keep going? Like, I don't understand what's happening. And I was, like, yes, keep going. This is amazing. So, like, I don't know how I can do that, but I can really, like, tap into the energy of the dick and, like, feel like it's mine, which is really fun when I'm, like, fucking somebody with it, because it feels like I'm, like, actually coming inside of them. So I get to have, like, that feeling, but also it's not a biological dick. So I can just keep going. Like, I don't have, like, a refractory period or, like, need to get harder.
That's so cool. And also, you're kind of like a sex warlock magician. I don't know. Like, that's pretty magical, don't you think? Like, that's magic.
I'm rebranding as a sex warlock. Thank you very much.
I guess warlock's not a very sexy word now that I hear you say it.
I don't know. I think warlock could be pretty sexy.
Okay, good. Good. Wow. That's incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite way to come right now? Has it changed at all, or is it just the partners, or, like, or what else do you want to tell us?
I think, honestly, I really do love, like, coming through my strap. That is amazing kind of sex. But also, like I said, I recently, you know, have been in this, like, 3-week love affair. And the way that we've been having sex has been really interesting to me, because we're both transmasculine. We've both been on testosterone. They've been on for, like, 5 years, and I've been on for a year. And, like, we both are fairly fluid in, like, our gender presentation and, like, how we like to be touched. And so the way that we have sex is, like, so connected and trusting that we can both, like, really easily switch between, like, dynamics or, you know, who's doing what, and really go with that flow in, like, a way that I've not experienced with someone ever, really. And, like, they have told me several times, they're like, I've never had sex with anybody like the way I have sex with you.
So you just met them? This is new?
Yeah, I met them, like, 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And I have foreknowledge that you are traveling away from them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bummer slash amazing, though. Congrats that you found that person, because you could always re-find them. Does it feel, like, energetically in sync, and that's how you're able to switch so easily? Or is there dialogue ever? Or is it, you know, like, for those of us who are like, ah, fuck, okay, I just have to be magic in bed, and then it'll work perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like, what does it feel like to you?
It is a lot of, like, we just have a really strong connection outside of the bedroom. Like, we get along really, really well and, like, have a lot of similar life experiences. And just, like, we're very energetically drawn to each other in other ways. But in, you know, the bedroom, there is that level of communication of, like, oh, actually, you know, you're doing this thing, but now do this thing instead. And both of us are really good at, like, as soon as they're like, oh, you've been blowing me, but now I want you to lick me and, like, use a finger. Both of us are really good at being like, all right, immediate switch. Like, and just listening to what the other person is asking for and knowing that it's okay to ask for what you want. And that the way that you get the sex that you want to have is by asking for it. And if you're with somebody that you trust and, like, feel connected to, it's so empowering to be like, this is what I want now. And now I want this. And now I want this. And now I'm having a million orgasms. So that's
and
really
part
special.
Of it is partner selection as well.
Yeah, totally. Like, I don't think I'd be having the same kind of, you know, conversations around sex with, you know, a cis man or even like a cis lesbian or a trans person or like a trans lesbian or whatever. Like, it changes based on, like, who you're with and, like,
totally.
you can still have those magical conversations. And I think you just always have to be aware of what the other person is bringing to the table and what you're bringing to the table and how you can use those two things to create beautiful, magical, sexy times.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, so, I'm getting attacked by a very aggressive cat that wants to eat full on. I'm on the farm right now. Well, you know that. Okay. No, this is actually Tigger. Tigger, get off!
Oh my God. Kimberly sent me a picture of Tigger.
Do you have? Okay, yeah, he's got some good ones. I called you instead of giving them treats, so they've been like very aggressively following me around, and I was opening the bag and Tigger jumped up a bit. Okay, sure, done. Let me just check. Do you want to talk about the long road to Lesbo? Like, can we tie that into your overview journey, or maybe we should put that at the front? Like, do you want to tell people about it, or what's your kind of vibe there?
Oh, definitely want to tell people about it.
Let's make a segue, because that's me checking in with you to make sure.
Yeah, totally.
Because we are, and I got distracted by the cat. So, okay, because I want to finish wrapping up that thought about, like, did we wrap up the thought about partner selection and magic? Well, let's just do this. Is there anything else, like, magical happening in your sex life, or are there plans to see that partner again, or, like, what are you kind of hoping for, and is this trip your own sexy? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So the answer to the first question is, like, it's still, like, they literally bought a plane ticket to come visit me for Christmas in Los Angeles.
Nice. Okay.
And, like, we've been, you know, texting the whole time, and, I mean, you know, I'm polyamorous, and so are they, so, like, we have that sort of, you know, fluidity within all this. So I've just been, I'm very lucky.
Well, also, that's another point of shared connection. So you have, like, a shared transmasculine experience and also a shared, I don't know, language of polyamory. Well, I know polyamory is not one thing, but that's fucking awesome that there's so much alignment. Okay, so they're coming to visit you.
Yeah. They'll be visiting me for part of the time that Kimberly is out of town. And I was like, I specifically chose this time because Kimberly would be out of town and we can have really loud sex as much as you have to think about these kinds of things.
We sure do.
But, yeah, and then this trip that I'm doing. So I'm doing a month-long road trip from Vermont to Los Angeles. And along the way, I'm visiting every remaining lesbian bar in the United States. And so part of the plan for the trip, plan is maybe wishful thinking, but I don't know where I'm going to be sleeping for a lot of the trip. I've been in New York for the past 2 days and have sort of been, you know, figuring out as I go along. And, like, I'm in couches here and there to crash on, but, like, a big part of the trip is just trying to see how many hot dykes I can pick up in bars and get them to take me home.
To me, that's a very brave, audacious, bold. How does it feel to you? How do you do that? Or are you just a very... I guess you've always been a very confident lover. You want to talk to you the first time. Okay, how is it going? Tell us.
I mean, like I said, so far, like, the first night I was here, I was like, fuck it, I'm just getting a hotel room. I have been traveling for too long, I'm too stressed. And then last night I crashed on a friend of Kimberly's couch, actually. Nice. But it has been a thing, like, as I'm thinking about this, but, like, that's really uncertain, obviously. And, you know, a little bit scary, a little bit dangerous. So we'll see how it goes, especially as I sort of, like, travel the country. There are lesbian bars everywhere. They're not, like, really concentrated in any particular area. Like, there's some in the Midwest. There's some in the South. Yeah. There's some in, Arizona, Colorado. Like, they're everywhere. There's only 24 of them, but they're spread out.
Oh, really?
So there is, yeah. So there's actually this website called the Lesbian Bar Project, and they did a documentary about it, or are working on a documentary, and they have, like, an updated list, of, like, all of the bars that identify as lesbian bars in the United States.
Okay.
One of the founders is Leah Delaria, who is on Orange is the New Black. So I've been using that as sort of, like, the jumping off point, and then also going to a couple, like, newer places that aren't on the list yet, or, like, queer bars that are, like, lesbian-ish. Finding those spots of connection, I'm really excited about, of, like, what does it look like to flirt with a dyke in, you know, New York versus somebody in Alabama. Like, how does that change?
You know, this is my favorite kind of experimentation, like a real life human talking.
Yes.
Like, practically. Do you have like a script you're using, or are you just using your, well, you're a warlock. You don't need a script, I guess. You just go for it. You just feel your intuition.
I have a script for like the actual project itself. Like I'm talking to like bar managers and owners and like interviewing
that
them about
sense.
Like lesbian bar project. Bar project. I'm not interviewing them about that. My lesbian bar road trip, I'm interviewing them about and like asking them questions. But in terms of like meeting people, I actually had an interesting conversation with somebody at the bar I was at last night, where she like tapped me on the shoulder and then we just like started talking and she was like, if you're going to do this trip, you need to follow the pings. You need to like, you look at somebody and go, I want to talk to that somebody, you need to go up and talk to them because that's how you're going to get these really interesting conversations. And I was like, you are very right. Because it's interesting because like, I appreciate you saying that I'm a very confident lover, which I do think that I am, but I'm not very
feel
confident
like it?
When it comes to like, I do. I feel very confident when I'm having sex and once I have like gotten to that point. But the like initial conversation can be a little bit hard for me sometimes.
I would not have
a little bit
that.
Shy. I guess you didn't know me when I was really, really shy, but I used to be like deeply.
I only talked to you about sex and photos and like with pictures. It was my job to like, everyone's nervous when they come in for pictures. And so like, don't clock that. And then like the sex stuff, you're like, no, I go to these meetups and I do this and I do that. Yeah. And I'm going to do, I guess you're older now, but like, even you a few years ago was like, everyone's confident. And I think I was like waiting to become a grown up and get confidence for a while. And now I'm just like, you just are when you are.
That is true. You just kind of wake up one day and you're like, I'm confident now.
Well, and I've been experiencing that in certain things. Like I got pockets right now. And even with sex, like I have my really confident pockets when I'm not thinking about it. And then as soon as people want to treat me like an authority figure, I'm like, I do know the answer. In fact, I read 4 books on it. Here they are. And then that's when, So this is great though, because, you're following, have you followed the ping yet? Jesus. Zoo, in the time we've been talking, I just created another disaster. Like, I've had like 3, I guess I should just sit down. This is why I usually sit down. I was pouring coffee and I just spilled it everywhere because I hit it on a chair and it just went splash out of my cup. Also in the middle of the night, I slept kind of weird because I abruptly woke up in the middle of the night because there was water everywhere because Muse knocked my bedside cup off and it fell like down between the bed and it put the water splashed up like a little geyser and then onto me. Like I'm in a cartoon. Okay. Wait, of course. Just calm down here. I'm gonna sit in one place now. I just wanted to drink coffee while I talked to you and the animals made it late. Okay. Okay. So I do experience you as confident. So how are you starting your conversation if you don't feel it inside? Is it fake to be made or now you're just following the ping? Or I know you're just starting out, but like we can noodle plans.
Yes. I think what I'm like so far what my plan has been, like the 2 bars that I've gone to, is I go to the bar with my little notebook and I like take notes on like what I'm seeing. And that was actually a really good like jump start with this person who I ended up talking with last night. Because he was like, I was journaling here last night. So, like, I felt connected to you. So I think just, like, finding that, like, settling in and then, like, scoping the place out and being like, okay, I'm here. I'm present. I am allowed to go up and talk to people. And if people don't want to talk to me, I can just walk away and that's fine. And that's sort of what, like, the constant mantra that I have to do in my head in all things of, like, trying to convince myself to be confident is that, like, the worst thing that somebody can say is no, but you are allowed to be here and you're allowed to interact with other human beings and nobody's going to be mad at you for that.
And in fact, I would like to add, I know you a little bit, you personally have a fuck ton to offer people. Like, that's the thing. If they want to dismiss you and leave you, whatever, it truly is their loss. And you're doing a cool fucking thing. And so when I think through that lens, I'm like, yeah, you have a lot to offer too. Not only are you allowed to be here, you're a fucking gift. Literally, like a literal fucking gift. Because how many people can like come through a dildo, you know?
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, not being penetrated, but like in the way that you described it.
Yes.
What did you write?
It's funny. I wrote a piece for a leather zine at the beginning of the year. about how good I am at fucking. And then read it aloud at the zine release party in front of a crowd of like probably like 50 people, like in a bar that I go to all the time. And like all of these people, like half, like not, I'd say like 3 or 4 people in the room were people that I had slept with. And like I opened the piece just like, all right, I'm about to read a piece about how good I am at fucking. And all of them just started laughing. Which is really fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, like with this trip, I even like, I have a Patreon for it because, you know, gas is expensive. And like one of the tier, the top tier on my Patreon is like sexy stories. So like all of these, whatever sexy adventures I do end up having, like I have a tier where you could like get like the real nitty gritty details if that's something that you're interested in. And I'm
Okay,
keeping that behind a paywall.
Yeah, no, you should. I mean, I'm learning that there should be some paywalls somewhere.
Yes.
So good structure. Is it written or is it oral stories or are they like, tell us how to find this and what is it called? Did you say the name? I don't know if we did. It's a really good name.
Oh yeah. So the project is called The Long Road to Lesbos. And that is what it is called on Instagram. That is the website. That is the Patreon. It's all the same. And yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do the sexy stories quite yet. Cause I haven't had any.
Can I throw out an idea for high rollers?
Yes.
Like someone who wants to spoil you more than Patreon. Cause they're like, baby, I want to give you gas money for the whole thing. Maybe you hate being called baby. I don't know. It just came out of my mouth.
No, that's great.
You're going to have a lot of car time, presumably in some places at least that have service. What if a super duper donor wanted to hear oral stories from your mouth via the phone, just like we're doing right now? I'm just saying, that would be like super care. Everything else should be.
Yeah, reach out to me. There's a lower tier on my Patreon, that is just like voice notes, like of random thoughts that I have, like while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Fun. And so like, something like that, if you want to, you know, reach out to me and, like, hear me give you a play-by-play of, like, the sexy lesbian experience I had the night before, we can make that happen. Very open to that. I am a part of this nudes, like, thread of, like, a group of friends of mine. And I joked about doing a nude series in, like, all of the dyke bar bathrooms. And then
yes.
All of them were like, yes, 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 you should do that. And so I started doing that at all bars.
Ah, yes. Okay, because you know I started taking nudes of myself around South America in every city naked because I had just shaved my head. And I was like, am I ever going to have sex again? Like this was in 2016 when I was like, is anyone ever going to like me? Is that, what am I? You know, like that was like, that's so cool. And I learned so much about myself that, you know, that's part of what changed the whole course of my life. And here we are today.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you've done it already?
Yeah. I started taking I've been to 2 bars so far and I took, you know, quick sexy nudes in the bathroom. And we'll see how this evolves as the trip goes.
Amazing. That's so fucking cool. Oh, and then we can celebrate when you make it back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. You kind of know about my pet noodling. Maybe don't. I have this like pet theory. I'm trying to figure out, okay, it's not a pet theory. I talk about it constantly. I'm trying to figure out how to language. No, let me start this section over. Okay. I have a final, actually wait, first. Please already gonna have to end this part. Are there any like sexy details or things about your trip that I'm gonna have you recap all the like details at the end so people can exactly know where to find you and we'll put it in the description so that'll be easy. But like, are there any other like personal details that you want to ask? Because I want to ask you a question about creativity and sex. That's part of my thesis.
I think I told you all the sexy details
about
the trip.
Okay. We're so good. Okay. What about like you, like for you, anything else that you want to like share with the audience? I think you did a good job with, they can go to kind of figure shit if they want more of you.
Exactly.
Okay. So I talked to you initially at the very beginning of Sex Stories. Were you 14, 19? I think you were numbered 19.
And 19.
Yeah. And so I have learned a lot in the years since. And one of the things that I've noticed in myself truly is that my creativity continues to evolve in parallel with my own sex life. And I feel similar openings, closings, inspirations, connections. Now I've also created a funny life where a lot of my actual creative work is related to sex and does turn me on. And so, of course, my personal life gets all wrapped up. But, like, do you have any personal evidence or anecdotes for how your creative self is related to your sexual self? If you could broadly speak, like, does it, will it, is it? I know you're a creative human, so I would love to hear your thoughts in this realm.
It is so funny that you say that, because I was having this conversation literally 2 days ago with my new person about, like, we were talking about it, and, like, I very much view myself, like, I've written poetry about this. I view sex as, like, religion for me. Like, sex is the closest thing that I have to a religious experience. And, like, I feel most connected spiritually when I'm, like, sexually active and sexually fulfilled.
With a partner and, or alone? Does it make a difference?
Usually with a partner.
Okay. For me, partnered sex is a unique sort of prayer.
I love that. I think I'm still struggling to find, like, the spirituality of, like, solo sex. And, like, making that feel more special as opposed to just, like, getting off. And I was talking with my human about, like, how when I'm having a lot of really good sex, I feel way more creatively inspired in other ways. Like, it helps me tap into my creative energy. And they said something really beautiful about how, like, I was, like, a sexual artist. And, like, I experienced my, like, the way that they experienced my sex was, like, hold on, there it is. I would literally wanted to, like, try and find it. They called me an expressive artist in all of the ways, and then they said, I'm impressed by you in a lot of ways, but sex as art is kind of your sweet spot. And then I was talking about how sex is my artistic expression. And it helps me, you know, get inspired if I'm not feeling particularly creatively inspired.
Amazing.
So yeah, literally was having this conversation yesterday. So it's very funny that you brought that up. But I fully believe that sex and creativity are deeply, deeply linked.
I mean, it's literally our original creativity. Also, that's so fucking cool. Do you have any specific examples of something that got inspired after a fucking session? Mine is just, like, a super energized, clear, focused feeling. And then when I talk to people, for example, hearing you talk just now, hearing these words from your lover describe you, what I was telling Kimberly yesterday, like, my growing fantasy is I just want to take more erotic photo and video. And I'm like, I don't know that I need to start a new side job as, like, a personal private boutique, like, porn person, but I was talking with Kimberly last night over dinner about a specific way of, like, masturbating, and then I just really want, you know, the part of me that wants to visualize everything, wants to hear all the details. I love looking. Like, I'm such a consensual voyeur, and so when I hear you do that, I'm like, oh, man, a sexual artist, I want to capture them in, you know, I want to be invited, like, a fly on the wall. I want to see what it looks like and take pictures. Like, this is part of me that wants to document everything, and I think that's part of my, like, spiritual worship is the documentation and the sharing. So is there anything, like, what's the specific part that gets you? Because you're a performer, so obviously that's coming out in your sexual way, but, like, have you seen evidence of it? Not like a test, but just, like, just because it's so fun for me to talk about and hear about, because I know you're so creative.
I think it, like you said, I think it's, like, just a generalized, like, feeling much more creatively in line with, like, my goals, and feeling like I have a really good handle on them, and just, like, feeling that focused. As I also, like, I tend to write a lot of poetry when I'm having lots of sex, and that helps me, like, organize my thoughts for, like, other writing. And, you know, expressing, you know, this spiritual, creative experience through poetry. I have a lot of, like, post-sex poems that are just, like, you know, reliving the moment and trying to, like, capture the feeling of what good faxes, not necessarily like the play by play, but like, how does this feel in the moment? What is this like, you know? It's funny that you say like, you want to shoot more erotic film, because I think about it of like, if this were like in like a movie, like what would the energy that you would see on the screen, and how do I portray that in words?
Well, so for me, I can only do the feelings part with visuals. That's why I love visual art so much, because my words are so literal and concrete, and I have a really, takes a lot of creativity. You know, like I can speak in metaphor, but if I'm actually just trying to tell someone about the experience, I have this like strong drive for accuracy that can get kind of boring. Mm-hmm. And you, as a Pisces human, Pisces ruled poetry. Like, I know you're Pisces Aquarius cusp too, so it's like a very unique, individualized, kind of probably, I would say, if I had to just extrapolate, like healing poetry for the group, if you ever shared it, if you ever chose to, like, I don't know, maybe selfie video you reading a poem or just making love in one of those bathrooms, that'd be pretty fucking cool too. Or it doesn't have to be in the bathroom, that could be, it's not naked, so you can do it in the corner of any bar. My question about Long Road to Lesbos is, so you're on this road trip for a finite period of time, but it sounds like a long road, and it sounds like a project that maybe shouldn't end. Or do you see it envisioning, do you envision it continuing past this moment, or do you see it as kind of like a brief shining comet?
I mean, the whole like reason why I decided to do this trip in the first place is because I want to open up a lesbian bar someday. Like, that's
a really long road.
Which, you know, is a very long road. But I also, like, with this project, as I've gotten, like, I've been planning it for most of the summer, and as I've been thinking about it, like, depending on how the road trip goes, I think it would make a really interesting book someday. That's kind of what I'm thinking about it as now. Like, documenting it somehow, like, once I do the trip, going into, like, more of like the history of it. Like, this is more of like my anecdotal experience, day to day. I'm not trying to, like, you know, do a expose or really talk about the history of the lesbian bar so much, but having this information, my personal experience, and then, you know, later on going back and being like, okay, what is the history? What are the bars that open and close? How have these changed over the years? I've even thought about, like, I want to go back to the grad school at some point, and like thinking about doing this as like the beginning of a thesis project. Something in that realm, I think, is the next step for this. Especially like, if people like it, like, I want to figure out how to keep making like cool queer content. Like, I've been joking, but I just want to rule over like a queer empire. Like, that's become like the life goal, is to just like have this queer empire of all of these things that I've made or helped facilitate, and I just get to watch them all unfold, and everybody has beautiful, queer, sexy adventures.
Okay, so lastly, I ask this question on regular sex stories, but it feels like it's still applicable here. You can help me decide. Mm-hmm. What are your sexual hopes for your future now?
I want to keep having really beautiful, connective sex with a variety of partners, a variety of people. I really hope to continue exploring, like, kink and finding my, like, spot within, like, the kink community. I've done it a lot more over the past couple of years. We didn't talk about it that much, but that's okay. Honing in on like my kinky side and what that feels like, and just gaining like even more confidence, as like a lover, and being able to, you know, I'm really good at reading people like in the moment sexually, and like understanding what somebody needs or wants, and being able to like get them there. So just like continuing to hone that and continuing to build the confidence so that, like, you know, I, like you said, I think having sex with me is a gift, and I want to give that gift to as many people as possible.
Fuck yes. What a great answer. So where can people find you to support the Long Road to Lesbos, or to just, you know, hang out with you on the internet, because you're so awesome and have gifts to give?
So the Long Road to Lesbos is on Instagram at The Long Road to Lesbos. The blog is on thelongroadtolesbos.com, and Patreon is patreon.com/thelongroadtolesbos. All of those links are on the blog, and the blog link is in the Instagram bio. It all connects to one another. And if you just want to hang out with me, I am Zoo Holmstrom on Instagram and TikTok. Those are the things that I use the most, probably. Yeah, and, you know, follow me for sexy lesbian adventures as I travel across the country.
Fuck yeah. Wait, can I say that I have been getting your Zoo's letter? Do you know that I'm calling it a Zoo's letter?
Kimberly was saying that. That's adorable.
I can't. Okay, also, did she tell you Zeus paper?
No.
Did she tell you my fantasy about the photo shoot I want to do with you? This is from yesterday, so probably not. If she didn't tell you
Zeus paper.
When you come back to Los Angeles, I want to see, if this is fun for you, I want to figure out a way to, did you ever do paper mache as a kid?
Uh-huh.
Like on a balloon, like with newspaper strips and the glue and stuff? Okay, so obviously we're not going to pop you out of newspaper, but I had an idea of getting long strips of newspaper and then, like, applying it to your body. You can wear stuff underneath so we don't, you know, mess up any whole parts. But with, like, I don't know, what would be a good body fit, like maybe honey, something that's, like, a fun sensual experience, but, like, and then taking pictures of you just wrapped up. And then I'm like, I guess we're making a Zoo money? I don't know, but it's the idea of just creating a Zoo paper. And I was like, so my brain just builds off of these ideas because I'm like, if it's at the end of their trip, which obviously would be the way time works, this is probably like next level too much, but maybe when it's, well, I don't know. I guess we wouldn't have to tell people what's on there. There's an idea of if we wanted to do it as kind of like a magic spell or creative invocation of a legal way to print your Zeus letters out on Zeus paper and then wrapping you in that and then like, I don't know, changing your future empire and making it come true in a photo shoot.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Anyway, just brains, just noodling.
I love this so much.
Zoo's paper, yeah. Anyway, Zoo, thank you so much for sharing this update. You're fucking amazing.
Sure, you. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll cut there and like go to outro. But I don't want to hang up and just with Steve. That's amazing. How do you feel about everything? Kimberly can hear this part, so she can know if she has to edit anything.
That's great. Yeah, all feels good. Also, you were saying something, I want to recommend a porn site to you that I think you would really appreciate because it's really aesthetically beautiful. It's called Four Chambered Heart. And they have,
it's
beautiful.
Like indie people, right?
I
think my former master bought me a subscription briefly, but the one channel that he like, oh, was it channels? How does it work? It's like different people, right?
It's a website and like all of the films are like some of the same people, like you see repeating faces, but like it's a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And at least when I did it, it was like a one-time payment of like $5, for like the full length videos. And they're like 15, 20 minutes long. But they're like just stunningly shot. Like they feel, they look like how sex feels, which is why I really like them because I'm very aesthetic.
Amazing.
They're really stunning. I really highly recommend it.
So the only one that I watched on there was, well, it was two actually, but it was like the same people and it was Scat Play. And it was like, you know, a partner had recommended I watch that and I wasn't like Scat Play was totally new to me. And so I had the experience of like being very interested, but not necessarily turned on because I'm like, oh, I don't know. Well, it was also a few years ago and I was like, I don't, I won't. And then I was like, is this real? And then I went into production brain. Does porn ever do that for you? Does it make you go in production brain ever? Or because, like, I want to make the beautiful stuff. Okay. I just want to make really
especially when
movies.
It's, like, shittier porn. Like, or not shittier porn, but, like, more amateur porn. I'm like, you have your, you know, I can hear music playing on the background. Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yes. Or when the music selection is, like, the, you know, clearly the free tracks that you've heard other places. Which I use this too, but... okay, I'm gonna go recheck that out. Porn is so funny because I don't really turn to it unless someone tells me to. But I'm very curious about it and it's been on kind of my research list. So, you know, I think I'd love to have a lover that like inspires me to do the research that's on my list. But, you know, I trust the divine timing. So, awesome. Okay, well, I hope that you travel really safe. I'm gonna connect you with my friend Tony, who's in Brooklyn. I don't know if he has a place for you to stay, but just so you have another human while you're there. And now you're leaving today, right?
I'm leaving tomorrow. No, what's today?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday.
I'm
leaving tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Okay. So let's go with Tony and see if there's any magic there, or if he also might know that he's gay. He's queer. He's amazing. He lives kind of over, I don't know how to describe. He's in Brooklyn though. So he at least like knows places, and he's back. He was in Spain, but now he's back. So have you met Tony? No, have you talked to him?
I've heard a lot about Tony. I don't know if you've ever met Tony.
Yeah. Okay. He was helping me with sex story stuff for a while.
Yeah.
He's good people. So, he's the reason I got to go to a queer sex party in New York when I was there in September 2019. So, so fun. Okay. Well, I'm like reading your newsletter has been great so far. Your newsletter. And, I'm really excited for this trip. And, do you want to say a call out thing on the pod of like, I know you're like looking for lesbians, but do you want anything of like, if you need a place to stay, should I say anything like that when I release this? Or do you want to? Not coming from your mouth. I feel like it's weirder when the same person is like, if you want me to stay at your house. But I feel like if I added a little thing that was like, and if you're around the country and near any of these lesbian bars and have a couch or something in your safe spot, let me know and I'll let you know. Like, we could do that.
That might be interesting, yeah. That way, like, yeah, why not? It doesn't hurt.
Cool.
This whole thing is very interesting of, like, trying to crash on people's couches but also, like, wanting to be safe.
I did couch surfing in South America too, and so it was like, it's fine. I see a black bubble of protection around you. Also, you're a warlock. Like, you will be safe. You'll just stay that you're safe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sue. I'm excited to see how this goes. I love your updates. Can't wait to talk more. I can't wait to see you in person when you're back.
Yes. I'm so excited to see you again.
It's going to be so good. We're going to have a great reunion. And I don't think I've ever said out loud, like, thank you for introducing me to Kimberly.
Oh, yeah. I am so glad that you two found each other.
Oh, my God. Me too. It's been such a, I think, mutual up-leveling. So,
yeah.
I mean, meant to be. Can't wait for our all-person reunion.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to run.
I need to go finish writing my blog.
Good luck. You're going to be amazing, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.